lined up. It's a great...
That is a goal.
Hello and welcome to the 11th Manx Footy part of the 23-24 season. Today I'm joined by the Batman, to my Robin, Dave Norton.
Hi everyone.
A bit cold down here today.
It is bloody freezing, but it's good to have you back, mate. It's
I missed a couple of weeks, so I've been busy. Well,
you had
your
hair appointment last week, according to Sam.
I've heard a lot of people have been happy with Sam as pundit as well.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
He gets stuff done in one take.
You do.
Tom, you're obviously here, yeah?
Yeah, I had a great week this week.
It was 9 points Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, 9 points Saturday. It doesn't get better than that, does it? Most people enjoy six. I enjoy 9.
Yeah, so Moran's first and combination team both won on Saturday.
Yeah,
the second quite convincingly.
Yeah, the combi we did well, and the Melia just topped it all off, didn't it?
Yeah, £4,411.
So our most we've ever raised so far.
Over half of that was from you, wasn't it?
A little bit from me, mostly from Ricky Prinners, who kindly donated the corn flag today for us to...
Oh, has he? That's nice.
That's good of him, isn't it? Yeah.
Does he know?
he doesn't remember anything from the night. So
it's rare. I think that's great. If you please do tune on to our YouTube broadcast today, because it's very rare that we have a club's... what you got, the corner flag in.
Yeah.
It's
a piece of history.
Our TV sponsor as well.
Yeah, yeah, piece of history. That's been on the playing fields for years.
How much does a corner flag go for these days?
Ricky brought that. It was over £100.
£100?
Yeah, yeah. We've got new ones, which I'm not a fan of. They're just pretty plain, so we need to get the... You know, like, I saw Gary Raymond took a photo of Douglas Royals when they've got the logo on it. Yeah. They're like historic, old school ones. I want to see more of that.
If I went on to a corner flag retailer, how much were we paying for a box standing one?
Good question. Probably not as much as we're paying for a round TV one, but... They're lovely, isn't it? Maroon, round TV on it.
Are they spring-loaded?
Yeah. The balls can knock into them and come back.
Oh, fantastic. Adam, good week?
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, it's been a while that we're on this.
Yeah, you've been away for nearly as long as me.
Bit of a sabbatical, really. I was considering a contract offer from Dean at Upfront.
Just couldn't quite get it over the line.
Yeah. Negotiation stalled.
I heard there was a Saudi Arabian podcast involved as well.
The worst part was when he turned up outside Dean's house, just like sat there waiting. The window slammed shut and that was the end of it.
Let's drive back into the car park and we're all waiting for him. Sam, you good?
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, I've been relegated down.
How do you find the pressure of hosting?
Oh, I don't know how you cope with it. Like, you know how every week Mark Chapman, like when he comes with Gary Lineker, is like, people hate me because I'm not Gary. That's how I felt.
I think that might be over-gilding it slightly, but there you go. We've got news of a very special Manx Football podcast that we're going to be recording this weekend. So this one's going to be a bit more of a Tesco Express edition, isn't it? A bit lighter. We're just going to look ahead to this week's fixtures. Of course, there'll always be the Comic Corner and Dave Reed's weather, but the plan is this is a bite-sized aperitif to what is the main course that we're recording this weekend. But we're going to talk a bit more about that later on. We're going to kick off by looking ahead to this week's fixtures on Saturday, November 11th. Oh, Tom, I forgot. We've got biscuits, haven't we?
We do, and I just wanted to delve in there before you forget.
You don't usually have them with our guests.
No, but I don't
think we've had these for...
Yeah, they've been sat here for 2 weeks, so...
Oh, so sure they'll be lovely and fresh. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, they look... Ooh.
They haven't been opened, have they?
What are they, Dave?
They are Cadbury's chocolate cookies, basically.
Is this just a bog standard cookie?
Yeah, but from Cadbury's chocolate rather than Nestle or other brands.
It's not Maryland.
It's quite hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, they've been down here in the freezing cold. Quite fridge down here.
I like the texture. It's just the texture. I feel if you had any loose crowns or fillings, they'd be gone with one of them.
About 10.
6.5.
Yeah.
If I had a cup of, like a mocha.
You need a bit of a melting.
Yeah.
I get you. I feel you. Talking Scran, Sam, I believe you have a half-time report for us.
I do. Up at Foxdale last week. 2-2 draw with Onken.
Represent.
Back in the noon.
It was weird. It was a media special, like media scramble down there. It was me and there was Tony Leppin representing Manx Radio as well. So it was there was a press box. That's how things got out of control.
What did you get?
Well, I got a special present. I got the president, known himself, Mr. Meppham, bought me a pasty.
Oh.
So I had a free pasty off the president. And a cup of tea. Mm-hmm. The mug's great as well. I'm gonna get the picture up of it. I'm gonna cover about him like right now. I'll put the picture here. And it was great. So it was like a little Christmas mug, which was a bit early, but I liked it because it was retro. But the pasta was really good. The picture looks a bit of a shambles because Meps had carried them and made a bit of a mess of the napkin, if I'm honest. But pasta was great, really tasty. A great little club as well. I don't mean little, but you know, great community vibe.
Little, as well, he said. They misheard that. Yeah,
out of 10.
Oh, I reckon it's a good... Do you know what? I'd probably say it's an 8.5.
Is that your season leader so far?
It is, yeah. I think it's probably Meppen with the napkin was the problem that's ruined a 9 or a 10. But it was very good. It was hot throughout, really tasty. And that's where... If you want a good bit of scran, go to Foxtel.
You heard it here first.
No one else has ever said it.
Right, the Candlelight Premier League on Saturday. There are 6 games, all 2 p.m. kickoffs for you favourite fans of daylight saving time. We're going to kick off, I think, in the north, Dave Norton.
Big game of the week, I'd say.
Yeah, the game in the top five. It's probably one of the most played fixtures in Manx football.
It is, and also it's where we're sending one of our star reporters this week, Mr. Tom Kirby.
I'm back out of retirement.
He's back out of retirement. Yeah.
So Miranda obviously got 3 weeks, so I thought I'd delve back in to pick up the pen and back to reporting.
So you're going to go and watch Ramsey Peel.
Probably the game of the day, and I'm looking forward to watching it, to be fair.
Who do you think will, come tea time, have the points firmly in their metaphorical...
That's hockey.
You know what? I think this is going to be a good game of football.
A good
game of football. I think this is going to be...
High praise.
I think it's going to be tight. And I think I'm going to go with a draw. But honestly, I'm edging more towards Ramsey. I think the home advantage, again, as we say, no one takes it over more than Ramsey. I mean, Ballacloan, I think it's a tough place to go for any team. I think Peel, obviously, in fine form. Two players in Team of the Week this week. I saw Taylor and Lee Gale. So they're obviously flying as well. But... I don't know, something I just can see Ramsey frustrating them and making it difficult for them. So I'm going to sit on the fence and go with the draw.
Dave Norton, Memorial Fence. That is, yeah, of course.
Aptly named this because I'm going to join Tom on that fence. I think it will be a draw. I know Peel have got into it on the back of a good win against Union Mills last week. But yeah, that home form you're talking about, I think it's going to be very close.
And they've been strong as well, Ramsey. They've only dropped points to a few teams this season, haven't they? And they're currently sat in second place behind Air United, so...
There's only a point that separates the two at the moment.
Yeah, so it's a big, massive game, isn't it, this?
Well, it's huge in the battle for the Rally Cup as well, let's not forget.
I mean, exactly.
Yeah, we'll look at it later, but Air could clinch a place in the Rally Cup this week, but obviously neither of these two teams will want to lose ground.
I'm kind of honoured you've chosen me to go to this game. It's probably the game of the day, and I've come out of retirement.
To be fair, you, the orange show, thought that could be bothered driving that north, so...
Well, it might be worth it if I could see a thriller.
Yeah, so just get that real life before you go.
Yeah, that's a good way, actually.
Adam?
Big statement, but if these two draw and Air win, title's gone.
Oh, this is what we miss. This is what we miss. He sits 2 weeks out and there's none of these explosive statements.
Maybe he's been planning this last night in bed. He's been thinking, what can I say to announce my return?
So you're saying these two draw, who are playing St George's, which, as Dave's already alluded to, will come on in a minute. If they win that match, you think that's done and dusted? We get the orange and black ribbons out and put them on the trophy.
Get the trophy of Geordie's, you might as well hand it to Air.
It's so early.
No, it's not. I'm telling you right now,
Air's too good. Exactly. We could still be up there.
Sam, do you agree with Mr. Norton's...
Well, as ever, the...
Mr. Morton or Mr. Norton, which one do you agree with?
Well, as ever, the FCMM factor will come into this, because we've got Charlie Higgins. He's a bit like a diamond in the pocket for Ramsey. If he's available, he can change a game. If he's not available, then stay. But they've still got, you know, they've got Jamie Court, they've got Dylan Pickles, they've got Royce there. Peel obviously got a good team. But I think the last home game Ramsey lost was to Peel back in the last season. So
and they got 6 points Saturday last week against Russian for the first time in, I believe, 15, 16 years.
Yeah, Ramsey picked up
and that's it's a historic day for the club as well. So they'll be flying, Ramsey.
And I think I'm going to say, do you know what, home advantage? I just reckon Ramsey at home, there's just something about them. They just sort of have a way of doing things. So I'm going to stick up the north. And
we're offending the Gothics, I reckon, here.
I'm going to go on the... I'm joining you two on the fence. I think this will be... You said 4-0. I think 3-0, there'll be a penalty and maybe a sending off.
Ooh, and if you had to guess the sending off?
I'm not going to... who's going to pick out Uber? Yeah. which player can I...
No, if I could choose one, Taylor Andrews.
Right, moving on. The game then. Okay, let's call it then, Adam. St George's are playing against. You reckon if I get 3 points in this one,
time's done.
The time's done.
Is Crook playing for Geordies or is he FC Armagh?
I imagine we're playing for FC Armagh.
Right. Then.
Because St George's had a great result last week. They beat St Mary's, the game you were at, Dave.
Yeah. They had Ben Wilkins back and goal. And as you say, Jacob Crook was playing, made a massive difference. To be fair, St Mary's had Frank Jones back, so it wasn't all one way. But no result of the season so far for Geordie's. But
it's the curse of the podcast again. We had Mary's in last week and they lost. Who was the week before?
We have Lexi, exactly.
Yeah, but we have you
in every week.
Yeah, we won last week. Yeah. But I do think there's a curse.
We have to break this curse, otherwise no one will ever join us again.
Yeah, that's true. They'll all go on the other podcast.
So what are we saying then, lads? Adam's going for an A United win, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Sam?
I think it's a struggle to see past there for this, isn't it, really? I think Geordie's had a great result last week, but I can't see it this week. We'll probably just have a bit too much for them. I think it'll be closer though than people might think. I mean, Geordie's still—they're not losing games by mad score lines. So,
well,
I reckon 2-1, 3-1 to where?
I caught up with Chris Bass Jr. After last week's game, and he was a standard manager. Johnny Myers was away, so we'll hear from him now. Chris, that was a hard-fought win, but you held on in the end. You pleased with the team there?
Oh, made up with the team, made up, because we're struggling. We are struggling, everyone knows we're struggling, but we got some players together, got a strong squad, and it just goes to show what we can do, what we can achieve. A bit of hard fought win that, a bit of graft involved.
You side showed a lot of spirit as well, because you 3-0 up, but then St Mary's really came on strong towards the end, didn't they?
Yeah, we talked about it at half time, 2-0 up, but we said at half time the game's 0-0 now, because we know what they're like, and we know that they don't give up. They're a really fit team. Really strong team, got some brilliant players. They brought on some really good players there and put us under so much pressure.
Yeah.
And in the past, in the last few weeks, when we can see the goals, we folded a little bit, so it's nice to show them a bit of spirit. And again, it just goes to show what we can achieve if we stick together. We can get our team together.
Well, I was at your game against Corinthians last week, and it was a hard fought game in the first half. You matched them for a large part of that first half, but then obviously second half they kind of ran away with it. But there was no sign of anything like that today. Obviously you had a few extra players in the squad, which must have been a huge plus.
Yeah, so last week we had a game plan. It worked for the first 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then fitness showed. And we discuss this with the team all the time about fitness. We don't train properly. We don't get enough people down to train it. They know that.
Yeah.
So we can only do what we can't expect it much more than what we got last week. Corinthians are one of the top teams, the same as St Mary's. So it's always going to tell in the end, fitness. And last week we got done by that. We did show spirit, which is better than the week before. So it's nice to see that we're building slowly. We're showing a bit of spirit. Like I say, if we can stick together, keep our team together, then yeah, we can do some good things, beat some good teams, because they're a top team.
They absolutely are. Yeah. And they paid a lot of respect to you guys on the podcast this week. Al was talking you guys up.
I listen, and it's nice to hear. Al's a great lad, great manager. He's done really well with St Mary's, Josh, and I like what they say about what the committee does for them. And it's something that we've got to look at as a club, because at the minute we don't have anything like that.
Right.
We've took our eye off the ball, basically, and we need to build from the top. We're starting with the junior team. In the bottom, so we need to start with the top from the committee downwards now. So it's nice to hear some good things what they said about us, but then we've got to look at them and how much they've done and how well they've built their team and their club back up.
I don't think everyone realises just how much hard work goes in behind the scenes, really, in Manx football, does it? I mean, you need people that will, volunteers that will do so much behind the scenes, which makes a club like Geordie's, obviously over the last 20, 25 years, be so successful.
You do, and you know, when you're a young player and you come up through the clubs and you start playing, you don't see that side of it. You don't see what's involved. You just turn up and the kit's out and the pitch has been cut and the lines are done, and you don't really take any notice of who does that.
Yeah.
So as you get older and you stop playing a little bit, and the committee wades, you start to lose members of your club. You think, who's doing that job?
Yeah.
Who's going to do that? So it takes a lot of hard work, and I think we have to give a lot of credit to Johnny last year for keeping the club going. Gaz involved. We've lost Gaz this year. It's a massive loss to us. We had him on the sideline. Johnny not being here, it's great for me to have Gaz stood next to me to help me out a bit. And Jerry, it's good. You've got to have them people involved. And we don't have that enough at the moment regularly. And we don't have enough people doing enough jobs. So that's what we need to look at.
Yeah, it's basically a state of transition, really, for Geordie's at the moment, isn't it? You've gone from such a successful era trying to find your way into this next one now, haven't you? But you've still got
people like yourself, Quay and all that, you know, George obviously tearing it down the wing today. You've got that winning mentality still within the club, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's just about passing that through.
You've got to try and pass that through to the players that are coming from different clubs and they don't really understand that side of it, where you got Sean, you got George. George was fantastic. They're going up and down the wing still at 39. And you got Sean coming. And do you know what? I'm not sure that they're really, really wanting to do the Saturday afternoon every week, but they love the club and they just don't want to see. So they're helping us out all the time, which is good. And but what they're providing is experience for us and passing on to the other players that we have got.
And results like this will help massively, won't they?
Of course it does. I mean, 6 points. I think it was you that told me early on. We got 6 points on the board. Took us till January last year.
Yeah.
And when we've got the opportunity today that we had with the FC not playing, we can get our team together and we can win another game. That, you know, results like that can help keep us safe. But I think at the start of the season wasn't so good, too many people leaving. I think it's too easy for people to look at it and go, I'm not going there, or I'm going to leave, I'm going to go play somewhere else. It just it just felt like people were giving up and not too much. So you've got to rally the troops again and get everyone around you. Not give up, and that's what we showed today. We didn't give up.
Absolutely. And it was helped by the fact, as you say, you had a couple of FCL man players came in. Definitely. Jacob Crook had a massive part to play, obviously got one of the goals, and then Ben Wilkinson, what a save.
Massive,
he pulled off.
Massive. Jacob, when you've got the opportunity to have someone like Jacob who signed on to your club and he's not actually here, he's at uni, if you can get him over, because that's what you can do, you can provide that. Ben made a great save at the end, but I told him at the end of the game that we conceded the second goal from the free kick. That shouldn't happen.
No, he
should be saving that, really. But yeah, he's kept us in it at the end there. Got us a win, got us the 3 points with that save. But then you have to give credit to their goalkeeper, because I thought he was outstanding.
He was. He's had a great season. For a former striker going in goal, he's
made some amazing saves for them too. So it was a really good game. I really, really enjoyed it. It was nervous. It was tense, but I really enjoyed it.
Could see the nerves at the end there.
Do you know what? It's been a long time since I had them fans watching Max football, but it's really good.
Good. So now, what are the hopes for the rest of the season? Now you've got that win on the board, you're moving up the table. What are the sort of aims now?
Well, FC will be playing next week, next Saturday, so we won't have a couple of players. But I keep saying it just goes to show what you can do. But you have to train.
Yeah.
And our lads don't. Not enough of our lads train.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to train, if you're not come together as a group, and I take a lot from St Mary's, where they have that social side to their club.
Yeah.
And that is important. I was always someone that you have to win football matches first. That's the most important thing. But when you actually look at it, it's not. And they're right in what they're saying. The social side of the game is massive in Manx football, really. So that's something that we have to look at. And hopefully we can build that for the rest of the season.
You've got a good clubhouse there anyway, up at Glencountry, haven't you? So is there a possibility of having a few events up there and getting that side of things going?
Yeah, funny enough, I spoke to someone this morning who's in the committee, and maybe we can add a few people to the committee that can do that side of it, and we start maybe getting a few events together, getting the lads together when it's not involving football. We don't know each other yet outside of the football. A few new lads that have come in, and you don't see them at the end of the game, they get changed, they go home. So you've got to start somewhere.
Well, congratulations, Chris. A really hard fought win, that, but well done.
Thank you very much.
And there you go. And so Chris was happy with that result. He said it was probably the game he's enjoyed the most for a long time. So I still think Ayr are going to win this one.
I'm going to go Ayr as well, but I agree with Sam, it'll be tighter than people think. Won't be as easy.
I'm going to go with a draw, because I think Adam's now put the mockers on this. He's put the pressure on.
Yeah.
They'll be up the Grosvenor tonight. They'll be listening to the podcast going, oh God, Adam said we're going to win the league tomorrow.
They'll
have a sleepless night. And I think Georgie's old boys, who always have sleepless nights because they're getting to that age where they need to get up for a wee minute. And I can say that because I'm in that bracket. Well, they'll be like, I can take it back. I'm used to only broken sleep, so I can get down and play.
Yeah.
Sam?
What?
You look like you're waving at me.
No, I was just intrigued to see that we've developed into conversation about your waterworks.
That's for patrons only. Right, yes, moving on. Over the, what, I don't know, it's not even a path, is it? What would you call it, to the Victoria Road where Braddon play?
It's like a driveway, I think.
Yeah, driveway. Like, Braddon are playing St John's in are we calling this a six-pointer, lads, Tom? As you're associated with club well in the relegation mix at the moment.
Cheers for that. No, I wouldn't call it a six-pointer. I think the only six-pointer has been this week, and we're around won it.
Yeah.
But no, it's a big game, and both teams didn't play last week, did they? Both games, both teams had a game off. So I think
Braddon played and lost 6-1.
Oh, is it their combi who had their game off at home? Sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, St John's had a week off. They were meant to play Laxey and their game was called off. So I don't know. I think this will be tight. I think Braddon, when we played them anyway, from what I heard from the lads, they were like, Braddon, young team, but they're still doing well, they're still putting in performances, and they're right in and around us, but they are just ahead of us on goal difference, but they do have a game in hand, and I'm just hoping that this game in hand doesn't mean they're going to win, so I'm going to go with the St John's win.
Dave?
I think Braddon.
St John's are tied to us. Oh, my.
Yeah, I think Braddon or St Mester's run. You mentioned about St John's game being called off. You've got a date for the reschedule?
So we looked today. It's Tuesday, the 21st, which is a Tuesday night football. Everyone loves to see it. I was speaking to Tom Cowan yesterday. He was saying to me that that's a delight for him because Palmer normally puts them through their paces on a Tuesday night. So for him, that's just a match that he's... All the likes of boys be buzzing with that. And it means the likes of us can go along and watch on a Tuesday night a bit of Manx football under the floodlights at Mullaney Cloy, which is one of my favourite grounds.
Will you not have training at night?
I'm going to probably miss training. And if Dave Brew, if you're listening, I'm sorry. But
Adam, Braddon, St John's?
Going to go just for Braddon, I think. Just.
Sam?
I reckon Braddon. I think they play the best. I think they actually do play the best football in the island. When they get it down and play it, they really do play nice football.
And the league table shows that as well, doesn't it?
There's a difference between how they're playing and how their results. I think they want to play the right way, and when they do get it down, they can do it. So I reckon Braddon will do it. St John's just got this ridiculous injury list, which is still haunting them.
It seems to be getting better, though. I think they've got a few back now than they did. So who knows? Maybe they've got a few more.
Yeah, I still reckon just Braddon.
I think just St John's as well. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Braddon just as well. I think home favourite. Although I've just looked at St John's got a good win in the combi last week, which just shows that they were struggling to field the combi at times this season. So I think, as you say, bodies are getting back, aren't they? I think it will be another close game. Dave, two more games to look at in the Premier League, starting with what should be on paper another close game, Corinthians St Mary's.
Yeah, it's a game that he's going to go to. Big game. I think, we talked about Braley Cup before. St Mary's, we really need a result in this one now after losing to St George's because they've played more games than anyone else. At the moment, I think Corinthians are just out of the top four, but a win would put them back in there in the driving seat for that final spot. Very close game on the cards here.
So just to recap, Ramsey, Peel, St Mary's are currently the top four. Corinthians in fifth, 2 points behind St Mary's, but having played a game less.
Yeah. So all to play for in this game, yeah.
So do you think it's 5-4? Obviously, Laxey have got a couple of games in hand. They are a further 8 points behind Corinthians, but have played two games less themselves. So
They're going to be the cat amongst the pigeons when it comes to the fixture lists, whether we get the Railway Cup at Christmas, aren't they?
Yeah.
If they keep on winning. But I think this one, though, with Corinthians and Mary's, Corinthians have got a couple of players in the FCL man squad, so whether that impacts them, who knows. I would imagine that Frank Jones will be back in FCL man action as well. So, close game. I'm going to go with the Corinthians win.
Adam?
Just realised, second and third upon each other and fourth and fifth. We've got a similar setup about that in Div 2, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an interesting weekend. Anyway, what was the...
Corinthians, Mary?
I'm going to go for Corinthians. Just.
Sam?
Score draw.
I think... Score draw. St Mary's will be smarting from that last week, Dave. I'm sure they'll be going on support.
And do you remember what they said in the podcast about they'd prefer to play away from home? Yeah. That was interesting. He said they're not always best on the bowl, aren't they? Which I found interesting because you'd think the amount of times they play on that pitch, they'd get used to it. Yeah. So maybe a Corinthians pitch might suit them more than they think. So.
True. Yeah, good point, actually. Either way, I think it will be a close game.
Yeah, definitely.
Final game in the top flight this weekend says Union Mills host Douglas Royal up at Gary Moore. Dave, now, Ian Mills last time out on the end of a bit of a cuffing, 7-0 at the hands of Peel. They're just not stringing together any form at all at the moment, are they?
No, I know we always have one team like this every year, but they are the Jekyll and Hyde side, I think, this season. You're right, they just can't get any form going. They've got such talented forwards, but they're amongst the lowest scorers in the league, I think, at the moment, which is surprising. I think tough game, but Royal aren't exactly in good form either. No. So, I mean, that 4-1 loss to Moran last week, see you smirking there, Tom. that'll be a big blow for them, won't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's
to lose 4-1 to anyone's bad, but to lose 4-1 to Morales is really bad. So, no, but apparently we played really well, and yeah, blew them away at their place as well. So I think Una Mills, I think they'll have too much for Royals if I had to predict it.
Yeah,
I'd say Mills will dust themselves off after a bit. People are going to get thumped by the likes of Peel, aren't they? The teams around like that are going to get thumped. So I think Una Mills will dust themselves off and get something
at
Royals. A home advantage as well, Gary Moore.
Yeah.
Windy up there this weekend, I reckon. Are you going to that, did you say, Dave?
Yeah, that's the plan, as long as my lungs survive this podcast. Yeah.
So that's a no then. Adam?
If Royals win, they're level on points with Union Mills, and it's that tight at the bottom.
Yes.
Yeah. You wouldn't think so, would you?
No. You think how well Union Mills did last season.
And someone ruled us out one podcast as well, around to be relegated. Who was it? Was it me? Probably.
Yes. Yeah,
I said that you and Royals would get relegated for the first week.
Yeah. Is that optimism more than really?
Currently, who are the two bottom two?
Yeah, close though, isn't it? Yeah. We're only 4 points off Laxey, and they've signed every man and their dog. So.
Mills and Jekyll and Hyde got back last week, so I reckon they'll probably be better.
You reckon they'll get right, okay.
Yeah, comprehensive win.
Sam?
I'm going to go for a Royals win.
Oh. Controversial.
Just a nice little shake it up a little bit, why not?
I think Mills will win this one. They just, they've got the firepower is there, it just seems to not be
not quite there.
Yeah. Finally, in Cadillac Premier League, Laxey take on Russian Dave Norton, and it's... I don't know why I full named you there. No, sorry.
There's no other Daves here.
You think this looks like a home win, because Russian's still struggling to find their straps this season, obviously in a loss last week at home to Ramsey. And Laxey, as we've already said, need to keep the pressure on if they want to get into the Roman Cup.
They do. It sounds like Russian did okay against Ramsey last week. You know, there's obviously no shame in losing to Ramsey, but again, this one, I think the onus really is on Laxey, this one, to win this game. I think they'll come flying out of the traps. Again, I think they'll have just a bit too much about them. I think they'll win this.
Tom?
I think they were frustrated, a few of the Laxey boys, about not playing last week against St John's, obviously that game being off. I think there'll be a bit of frustration there, and I think they'll come back and probably just win. But it'll be quite tight. Yes, they're not the Russian, as we've said, they're not the Russian of the old. They've still got a bit of fighting power in them, and they can still get a result here and there. So I don't know, I think it'll be closer than we all think, but I'll just go Laxey.
I think the fact is that Laxey is quite important, so I'm going to go for a home win.
Sam?
Probably a home win, but plenty of goals.
Plenty of goals.
Surprised you're not going to this game. You love a trip to Glen Road, don't you, Sam?
Yeah, I do. It's quite nice. Yeah. It's a good hangover spot for me, because I can get the bus from outside my house and just get off and walk down the hill and I'm there.
Yeah.
So it's not too much of a trek, but now I'm...
We heard from Jed Powers, Jed Tower, when it was up at Laxey Bridge.
Well, don't ruin the surprise, Tom. We haven't got to Div 2
yet. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, it's coming. No, just saying, he was there at Laxey, wasn't he? And you,
that was weeks ago, mate.
Sorry,
keep up, Tom. That was the last time we went out when I was absolutely... Anyway.
Right. Welcome back. It's a massive week of the DPS Division 2 this week, with games amongst the top four. We'll start with the match at the stadium. The stadium in the south, Dave, of course. Is it just the stadium?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Do you think they should have sold it for some sort of naming rights? But
well, I mean, it's like asking a five-year-old what should a stadium be called, like, you say a stadium. You know what I mean?
I kind of like it, the stadium. It's quite just like, that's it.
What would you call it? Like,
I think a five-year-old would have more imagination. The Octonauts Stadium. Hector was naming it.
Well, Station Field isn't that adventurous, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a train station, so it makes sense.
They missed the trick. It should be the Paddy Quinney Stadium.
Yeah. Well, maybe it'll be named after
one day.
Anyway, at the Paddy Quinney Stadium. Maybe that's what we call it now.
Just go for it.
It'll catch on. It's a stadium, isn't it?
The Mets take on Foxdale in, as I say, a mahoosive game in DPS Division 2. Foxdale currently sit atop of the charts with 22 points from 8 games. Castletown a couple of further places down in a third with 19. Adam, as our DBDS Division 2 expert slash Sudden...
Don't know about that.
Slash Sudden Football expert, are you favouring Castletown in this one, or are you thinking the Dale will keep on rocking?
I'm going to have to sit on the fence. I know Castan have come into some form recently, but they did struggle last week against Govs, and they were like heavy favourites for that game. It was 2-2 until late on, and then they scored a quite a late winner. Foxdale are in good form, but they drew the first game last season, didn't they, against
Auckland? Drop their first points, yeah.
Yeah. So I think home form could be important, but it's going to be extremely, it's an intriguing one, definitely. So you're watching a good one, Sam. Quite jealous, actually.
Sam, you watched Foxdale last week, didn't you?
Yeah.
Is this the season we like the Beacons? The flatbed truck has rolled out.
Well, last week, I think if they're being perfectly honest, they weren't good. Right. Like, they sort of got away with one at Uncle. They had they had a fair few sort of half efforts and a few distance shots, but only really got in behind a couple of times and got goals out of them. So I think they rode their luck a little bit of Uncombe, but come back, that's the sign of champions, isn't it?
Yeah.
Getting a result when you're not playing well. So, yeah, I think it's very difficult to call, but I'm going to say, like the Beacons, get the flatbed ready. The Dale are going up, but it's going to be a draw on Saturday.
Chatwood blanked, didn't he, last weekend?
Yeah, but
played a kid really, actually, to be fair, he was involved in both their goals. And the first one, his pass into Jay Charmer, which set it all up, and it was quality ball in behind. So I think he had a good game last week about getting on the score sheet.
I'm going to go Fox, though, and I've got two reasons of this thinking behind this. The first one is, last week I know they drew, and I know they scraped, they got the result, but they came back from 2-0 down, they got some out of the game, but I know they had a few missing. Steve Ettridge not playing, Scott Kameen missing as well. They had a few missing, so that's my first thing. They'll be welcome back this week. And also, I've heard that Nathan Cardy is unavailable this week. I've heard something about him being
He got sent off last week,
yeah. So if the FA do it quick enough, no Nathan Cardy against Foxdale, I think that's a huge miss for them. That front three Castan have got, take one away. It's like the Salah, Mane, Firmino almost front three. You take one out, so it doesn't work well. It's not well oiled. Something goes wrong. So
he
I don't know.
You're celebrating in front of the Royals dugout last weekend, apparently.
Who was?
Cardy celebrated in front of them.
Oh wow!
Like, really? Literally right in front of them.
So yeah, so I'm going to go with Foxdale. I think they'll turn up. They've got a few players back in, Charmer and Chatwood firing. So I don't know. I think
he's taught me around. I'm going to climb off the fence, upset Sam Palmer once again. So I look forward to your message on Saturday morning, and say that yeah, okay, go on, Foxdale, go on. Yeah,
Adam, you know, Castan, one of the great venues in Manx football. They've got the Jed Tower now as well. That must add a bit of pressure for home teams, away teams, sorry. Or does it quite the opposite? Do you want to play up because you want to get on Jed's live stream, you want to be potentially shared by millions on his X account, you know?
I think if Jay Chatwood turns up to Castan and sees that tower, he's not going to be phased one. he won't care less.
Well, he's pretty much the highest one.
He'll have a capacity of 2 this weekend, though.
Really?
The tower?
Yeah.
I don't like heights.
You'll be in there, Sam. I've been up the tower. It's one of my highlights of my career.
I've been up before, and last time we just spoke about you for the entire time.
Yes.
It's on apparently you've been playing with it.
No.
It's on my bucket list to get on that tower.
Is that the bucket list?
Yeah, yeah.
Dave, well, talking of bucket lists, who's got going to have 3 points on there? So.
The Cardi thing is a massive loss.
Sorry. No, you're not having that. That's awful.
Speaking of bucket list.
I thought it's
yeah. I looked at Sam and went, not having that.
No, Cardi is a big loss, but I'm still going to go for a draw in this one. I'm going to sit on the fence.
I think the mighty Dale are going to do it.
I think this game, they win this.
Are we both titles done this season?
Well, no, they're not done, but they're looking around the changing rooms going, this could be it, boys. I think they'll be starting to think, Chatwood, Charmer firing. I think this could be it.
They're not bottling at the moment.
Yeah, they are. In fairness, they can't argue with that because they have a few times now, but Foxdale, I think this season could be the one.
You know when it's done, because Andy's going to dig out his 98 Foxdale shirt.
Yeah.
And he'll be telling everyone he ever really left the village.
No. Yeah.
Are we all going to the Foxdale Melia next week to get
it's a tight squeeze in there, but we'll
get another corner flag if we're loaded.
I don't need Foxdale one.
It's pain week though, Tom.
Yeah, true. You don't know how pissed I'll be.
What I will say about this game is Danny Lane's gone really, really close, but not he's assisted, but not been able to score the past few games. I think this weekend he's going to bag. It's coming.
Is that because he's friends with you?
So the other two teams involved in this promotion race at the moment, Colby and Michael, face each other at the Station Fields. Adam, we'll start off with you because it is, of course, Colby. How are the boys feeling? Are they up for this?
Fully fit.
Fully fit.
No injuries, no suspensions, nothing like that. I think everybody's available. Yeah, it's a big game because I think Colby need to take advantage of their home games. They struggled away from home this season a little bit. I'm going to back them, just.
Mm-hmm. Neither team played last week because of...
Colby have had 2 weeks off now, so maybe...
And obviously Michael were due to play Douglas Athletic, but obviously Dafko and you have a combi. So, it's... Yeah, they'll both be well rested.
And the Colby manager this week is going to be unfiltered. So that could play a part, couldn't it? You could build them up. So.
Nicely done. I do.
A traitor.
Sam?
I reckon Michael. I think that their goal scoring is just sort of going to get them over the line. But I reckon there'll be a lot of goals in it because Colby do score a fair few as well. So
Dave, we talk about goal scorer, we've got to talk about Paul Whitley. You know, he knows where the back of the onion bag is.
He does. I've been talking him up all season. Massive play for them. I'm going to go for 4-4.
Oh! The ads.
A double Desmond.
That's it. No reason why. But there you go.
I'm going towards Michael, but then I did find out that I was telling Sam, I think it was this week or last week, I've been talking about Michael and Bailey Ashton being this brilliant player for them, and he sent me a message saying, loving the pod, mate, but I've not played this season. Clearly shows how expert, like how well we do our work during it, doesn't it? But yeah, Michael, I think, regardless of Bailey Ashton, Sam Greasley, good player, hopefully he's been playing this season. Fingers crossed, I think he has scored a few. So
even Nick Kurtz had a great year for
him. I'll tell you what though.
Yeah, Peck is back a bit.
Richard Crowe, Kieran Quinn, they've all been helping out. Michael Perks, rolling off the bench.
That message I saw, I love in the pocket, I thought, I'll click on this. This is quite a nice message. Oh, okay. I'll go with Michael though.
Just to play the Adam in this conversation, if Michael lose, they will then potentially be... at least 4 points behind the rest. Is that their promotion race run?
I think it's too tight to say that in Div 2, to be honest, because they're all around the same points, the top four. So I think it's too tight, whereas in obviously the Premier League, they're sort of going away with it a bit.
But, 5 points clear.
Yeah, but then it could be further, couldn't it? I just think if Colby win this, then it might be time to get excited.
Oh!
Hold on to your hats.
Hold on to your hats. Right, elsewhere on Saturday, Onken take on Rijkaard. Sam, Onken, are they still in this position?
Well, this is fifth against sixth. So we've got first versus third, second versus fourth, and fifth against sixth. So it's all
Europe's best league, and it's all coming down to this weekend. It's brilliant.
I think if Onken win this week, I mean, Ozzy was gutted last Saturday. I can see why they'd probably be disappointed not to have held on. But I think if Onken win this week, they're back in this fight for... if anyone drops points this week and Onken win, they're back in the fight for promotion. Rijkaard, I just think they're that little bit further behind Onken. They haven't got the games in hand to sort of do it. I think Rijkaard might have a season where they could be like party spoilers for a few people. So they're going to be a difficult team to play. But I think Onken need a win this week and probably just about get one.
Dave?
I agree with Sam. I think it will be fairly close. But I'd imagine the O's will get the 3 points.
Yeah, I'm going to go Onken. I was quite impressed with them against Colby. They were good side, I think.
I think Onken will just narrowly beat Garfield Centre Old Boys.
That's the reference for all of you that love boundary development. So, Sam, do you want to plug, should we put a link into your story?
For more on why part of Ramsey may be joining Garth.
It does mean, though, that my ludicrous idea that Rijkaard could have their pitch at the end of the pier might not happen anymore.
No, just going to change the name.
We were saying Ramsey Youth Centre Garth Boys. Yeah. Maybe. Or Garth Youth Centre.
It's going to be galling, isn't it? You know, this Ramsey spent years wanting to get their pier back open, and then it turns around and it's now Garth. So Garth, the Garth Queen Pier, it's going to be a fantastic addition to Laxey.
That could be a derby now, couldn't it? Laxey Rag.
DPS Division 2, Dave. Old Boys finally seem to be finding their feet in the second tier. 7-1 winners last week with some very familiar names on the score sheet.
Yeah, Callum and Craig Stewart back with a bang. Callum got 4 and Craig got 2. I mean, they're not bad players to have in Div 2, really, are they? Again, this weekend, tough game, D&D. It was like a
big... call this a derby?
You can't miss these days. Douglas...
Derby?
I'm never quite sure where the I'm not talking about boundaries again. I'm never quite sure where it is. I think Old Boys are technically in Douglas, aren't they? That's where it comes down.
Yeah.
The sort of, yes, it's a derby. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say just, but it's a stretch, isn't it?
It's an uncontinued pitch in Douglas, then.
No, it's a bit weird that where Blackberry Lane is sort of like not a straight line, it sort of curves around. And...
It's complicated, that, isn't it?
It's too complicated for American football podcast. So, yes, Douglas and District, they drew last week against Jim's, which was the fifth point of the season. Haven't been the best this year. I think Old Boys would probably be a favourite for this one, even though it's Grove. Sorry, Springfield Road, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right. Old Boys will be favourites, but they always love to get at least...
They've got one in the locker, Dave, don't they?
They always have. We always say it. Mm. And, you know, Tom probably did the team talk with Dave Matson the other week, didn't he? So,
yeah, absolutely. And interestingly, when the St Mary's lot were in there last week, they were saying how good of a club they think D&D are, and we obviously spoke about Matheson, the top trumps again, yeah, and stuff. It's a well-run club that you kind of got to put your hats off to them, don't you? Because they do the right thing as well. The social side of it's brilliant as well. But I do think Old Boys will beat them tomorrow. Saturday, yeah. So.
Sam?
Going to be close, but I reckon Gart and Mourinho has got Old Boys playing. So I'm going to say probably just Old Boys win.
Garty Mourinho. Okay.
Well, final game in DPS Division 2 season, Malou take on Jim's at Clackvane. Malou, actually, Jim's are higher than Malou now in the table, which surprised me. I thought if you'd asked me without me looking at it, I thought Malou were higher, but Jim seems to have we've got 7 points from this, and Malou only 5. I would have said Malou were favourites, but if you go by the league table, you'd say Jim's, wouldn't you, Dave?
Yeah, I think they're just steadily going about their business, aren't they? Malou have had a couple of really heavy defeats, as far as I can tell. So, another close game. We haven't got Adam here to talk smack about Jim's this week. Yeah. So I think I'm going to go for a draw.
Draw. Tom?
I think it'll be tight. I think Malou might just edge it. I think they've got a bit more frustration and anger in them.
Is that what wins games?
I think it could do.
It's not Gladiator.
Towards the bottom of Division 2. You know, just like, it might just put them ahead. I don't know.
I think that Malou will be ready to go on the first whistle.
Yeah.
And
Jim's on the second.
So I'm expecting a 4-4 draw with goals at either side for each half.
I think there'll be draws in this. I think there'll be a penalty. I think there'll be a send-off.
Cover your options there. Done.
Right. What should we go to next, Dave? Do you want to talk about... Do a comedy corner, shall we?
Right, okay. Union Mills and Ramsey have closed the gap on the top two in the Camden Life Combination 1 after the leading duo didn't play last weekend. Mills are now 2 points behind second place Ayr after defeating Peel 3-1 at Gary Moore. And Tangerine's game at Braddon was postponed. You mentioned that before, Tom. Fourth place Ramsey also got the better of defending champions Rushen United with 16-year-old Ryan Kelly scoring the winner for the Northerners. So it was a 6-point Saturday for them. Elsewhere, it was also a rare 6-point Saturday from around.
Rare, to be fair, correct.
Two this season.
Yeah, over two.
Well, they warmed up for the Melia with a 7-1 victory over Douglas Royal. And we have to mention there was a pretty good save from Paddy Dempsey in this game.
Yeah, there was, gosh.
I was watching in the car, and not just because I'm a bit weird, watching in the car. Well, Hugo was playing, and my daughter Dottie was having a nap in the car, so I couldn't leave the car. And I saw Paddy. It was an amazing leap. How he got, it was like a salmon.
Yeah.
And then I realised he wasn't in goal and it was a handball and but it was about 10 minutes in and it sort of took this, any wind that was in that Royal Sails yeah. were well gone by then.
Well, it was.
It was already
1-0 up to Moran and then it was like Ollie Holby came flying out and I actually thought he'd handballed out of the box, so I was already screaming for that. And then Noah has a shot on goal and Paddy comes out with this unbelievable dive and save and. Yeah, sending off, probably the most Stonewall sending off, but I was didn't
he
realize,
didn't even argue, did he?
No, he just walked off and had a cigarette on the sideline.
I didn't realise,
I know that's different, but I thought he was either one or the other, a penalty or a red card. Yeah. Turns out it's both when it's that obvious, which is fair.
And yeah, double jeopardy doesn't come into that.
Yeah, no, because obviously it's a Stonewall, which I was questioning, but I'm glad it obviously went our way. But it did just kind of take the sting out of them, and I was playing against my cousin Andy, and the better if he got the better of him, so I was very happy with that. Andy, if you're listening, unlucky.
There's good performances from around, but I must just say Ollie Horbury, I thought, played well. The next generation of Horbury goalkeeper.
Yeah, he played one all right, considering he conceded 7.
But what I think
it could have been a lot worse. Yeah.
So,
and we hope to have him around at some point soon.
After a raft of goalkeepers on the cards that we're around these days. Yeah. Still waiting on Andy to make his debut. So
fifth choice keeper. Two teams.
Andy's still warm.
The Andy Lorigan in Manx football.
Quite literally, sit in the car. But...
The other game in Combi 1 saw St John's edge past Laxey 2-1 at Glen Road. DPS limited combination 2. Youth team went level on points with leaders Old Boys thanks to a ruthless 11-0 hammering over Malou at Clivane. Third place Michael lost ground on the top two, though. They went down 5-2 to Douglas Athletics. That's a really good result for the Pinks, that. Onken remained fourth after a high-scoring 8-2 win over Foxdale. Elsewhere, D&D was 7-2 winners over Jims. Well, I've got to give a mention to one of the Jims scorers. Sorry, but John Duke, he's my godson. So he's already scored as many goals in senior match football as I ever have. And the other game in Combi 2 saw Castletown claim their third win of the season with a 3-1 success over Governors Athletic.
Brilliantly read, Dave, I think. That Combi corner...
It's award-winning.
It is.
Next, FCR Mansa.
Yeah, well, this is brilliant timing because they're playing in about 2.5 hours' time, so we've broken the secret there.
Shh, don't tell people
we're throwing this on a... insert day here.
Yeah.
So the playing tonight, we've got three fresh faces in the team. We've got Harry Callan's gone, Ethan Hawley's gone, and Max Shirley's gone. So it'll be interesting to see the lads get on tonight, what sort of impression they can make ahead of the weekend. It's really difficult talking about a game that everyone will know the result of by this time when you hear it.
Give us a prediction then.
I think it was a great victory for Josie's team. It was a fantastic display. Really surprised at that loss. It was caught us off guard. I mean, last minute like that, I mean, what are you doing? I tell you something though, Doyle's goal at the end there to snatch a draw, fantastic result.
He's covered all the bases.
And the lads, come back in decent shape.
But talking about come back in decent shape, they are again playing within 48 hours?
Yeah, because
I've got a home game on Saturday.
Yeah, we've got three games in like 7 days or something, they're saying.
And what's happening on Saturday?
Well,
on Saturday, Tom.
You're
largely thanks to you, we've got a special invite, and so we're taking the podcast on the road, as it were, down to the bowl, claiming a few miles, and
quite literally a few.
And we are going to be doing recording at the bowl with
FCR Man Special.
Yeah, so they're playing Pilkington, not Carl. So it's going to be interesting. We have an idea for how it's going to work. How it works in practicality, we don't know. Mm. That's going to be out early next week.
We're calling it a documentary, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. It's a day in the life of Tom.
I'm going to be sat with the away fans scene, I've got a feeling.
I feel like you should go into it with an open mindset, Tom.
Yeah.
Your body language has already gone closed.
Yeah, I can't say I'm thrilled about spending my Saturday at the bowl.
But you don't have to be there all day.
No, I didn't say... No, because I'm actually...
Just sat there with his quarter flag.
Yeah. I'm actually watching and supporting some local football rather than watching this. But I will be going along. You've dragged me to it. And I think it'll be all right.
Are you going
to
be respectful?
I'm going to be as respectful as they are respectful to me.
What's that mean?
I'm expecting boos as I walk in. No, I'm joking. No, I think it'll be all right. I'm not thrilled to be going, I can't lie. But as long as we go for a cup in the final beforehand...
Hopefully cover the whole match day experience.
I do want to sit with the away fans, not just because I am an away fan, but because I'm intrigued to talk to the away fans, ask them what it's like to come to the Isle of Man and see, like, the travel and stuff like that. It must be brilliant for them, mustn't it, to come over to a little island and play and watch their team play football. So I want to speak to them all about that.
So there'll be all sorts. We're going to try and speak to the players, team. We're going to speak to hopefully the mascot.
So this is the half-time scrum as well.
Yeah. Half-time scram, get that rated. So that's...
It's going to be out hopefully Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll see.
It depends on alcohol intake on Saturday.
Yeah, Tom behaves.
Yeah. I'm going to behave.
So that's 6 p.m. kickoff if you want to come down and join us at the bowl on Saturday. Dave, you're going to read the weather now?
Everyone's
in your glamorous location, or are you going to do it live for once?
You call it?
Glamorous location.
This is glamorous, let's face it.
No, no. Glamorous location.
Roll the footage. Dave reads the weather!
Right, it's looking pretty good on the weather front so far. Today, Friday, sunny intervals with a small risk of an odd shower. And Saturday, it's sunny spells, but it'll be on the cold side with temperatures between 4 and 10 degrees.
Finally, some any other business. Dave, Floodlit Cup continues on Sunday for the women, doesn't it?
Yes, we've got two games. We've got Maloo versus Peel at 10 past 2, and then at 20 to 4, we've got Corinthians v Castletown.
Masters League quite literally creaks on as well, doesn't it?
It does, it does. Yeah, Colby versus Peel and Douglas Royal v Laxey, both at 2 o'clock as well.
And we've got a Can we insert a klaxon noise?
What sort of klaxon would you like?
Just one that alerts people to the fact that something amazing is happening in Manx Football.
Okay.
Right,
there you go.
Now, right? On Sunday, just gone, and I can tell none of you saw this, Ayr United drew 0-0 with Douglaston District in the Masters League.
Wow.
How many, and we always talk about 0-0s in Manx Football.
Oh, wow.
I think that might be the first one this season.
I've not heard. I think I was witness to the only one last season. Which was Laxey versus Corinthians, and genuinely one of the worst afternoons I've ever spent.
So, if it was nearly, if it was on Sunday though, I'm not surprised I didn't hear about it. I was probably still face down on the cross before.
It's good of them to mop around you.
Yeah, it certainly was. I might as well slept the night there.
Any other business, Tom?
Not that I can think of, no.
Have you seen anything on social media we need to?
I saw a few things on Jeff and Mungie's footy about Moran Melia that I could sit here and talk all day about, which I won't. So that's the only thing I want to bring up.
Yeah, I think we probably won't put that here, but if you want to see that, we'll share it on Twitter. Now we've taken out the bits that we can't legally broadcast.
There were obviously some things that were going on in the million, but nothing too bad, but you know, just little swear words here and there. I'd say I was quite well behaved, but everyone else around me was just got loose. It was ridiculous, really.
It was, Tom. I thought you were very well behaved, especially at the moment when you were stood in the chair of the flag, giving your best Graham Souness impression.
Yeah, which we can insert now. I want everyone to see.
Yeah, so we'll give that a share on Twitter,
yeah,
and everywhere else.
Yeah, and we will try and cover Foxtails as well. It's not just a...
Yeah, let us know if you're doing any sort of events like that, because exactly. A lot of people ask what Amelia is. Like, I think people think it's presumed knowledge, like, oh yeah, I know what Amelia is. But unless you're in Amelia Circle, you don't really know.
And I was intrigued to know St Mary's don't do one, and like other clubs don't do one, Laxey don't do one. And it is like quite a village club thing, but then you've got, you were saying Castletown
Rugby Club. Yeah, quite a few of the rugby clubs
do
as well.
So it's interesting to see which clubs do and which clubs don't. It's clearly a moneymaker, as we can see.
Yeah.
So it's worth doing.
Thanks, Ricky. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Ricky, for the flag and the 4,400.
Dave, any other business?
Just that the FA have announced another sponsor for the Railway Cup this week.
Yeah.
Plum Properties are going to sponsor it. I'm not quite sure how long it's for, but certainly this season. So yeah, it's good.
Came with a brilliant quote, didn't it, Sam? From Jonathan Lees.
Oh.
Ramsey legend. He said, what was it? Something along those
lines. Since the closest I'll get to lifting the Railway Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a hell of a step. It's just, oh, I really want to get my hands on that. I better sponsor it.
But it did give us an idea, didn't it?
It's interesting. It didn't have to be a business. When they proposed it, they said it could be a personal business. Imagine the Tom Curfew Railway Cup.
Imagine Mike's football podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's think about it.
I think we need to have a speak to the FA.
But let's have the Hozzy Cup. Or the junior.
I think junior cup.
Junior, because it's not the biggest, but it's the combi one. And it's, yeah.
Can you get some prices off Kate for us?
I could try. Yeah.
This does mean we may have to do away with the biscuits in there.
Yeah, exactly. Our budget's already, as you can see, from our beautiful. We're in the basement.
But anyway. Right, until next week.
Ta-ta for now.